Hello?
Yes, hi, Taylor. Nathalie from Family First Care.
Hey, Ali.
Can I speak to Taylor?
Hello?
Your mother? Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hello. Hi.
It's Nathalie from Family First Care?
Yeah.
Yes, hi. So the patient had the assessment on, I think, yesterday?
No, actually today.
Oh, she had it today. How was the assessment? How was it?
I haven't been home yet.
But she has it. Someone came, right?
Yes.
We'll update this information. In the meantime, as we spoke about the PCP form, so the doctor needs to sign that form that she needs services. I'll go ahead and call them together now, the telehealth doctor, so they can schedule at the time that works with you.
Okay.
Can you hold on the phone and we'll speak together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop. No, he's going to fall. And you're going to smash his fingers. Put it back down.
Thank you for calling New York Best Medical. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, you can enter it at any time. For our intake or telehealth department, press 1. For
Tyree, stop!
Is unavailable. To dial another extension, press 1. Leave a...
Thank you for calling New York Best Medical.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Hi, Mila. I'm calling in for Family First Care. I have another patient on the line that wants to book an appointment. Mm-hmm. He's a daughter, caregiver. I'll give you the ID number. It's 529.
Yes?
450.
Can you please repeat? I'm sorry.
Well, it's 539.
Yes.
540.
540.
No, sorry, 450. Sorry.
450, right?
Yes, correct.
450.
Rosa Mack.
Rosa Mack. Yes, I have it. Let me check. Are you there, Mrs. Rosa? Rosa? Sorry?
Yeah, I'm her daughter, Marika.
The daughter, Marika, okay. And I have the earliest availability, maybe. Let me check 1 second. And also to ask you... One moment. Does she have any other insurance or only Medicaid?
She has Humana.
Humana.
That's all
that's
she has. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We will verify Humana. Also, if it's possible for you to save our number in your contact, because every time when we try to call, goes right into voicemail.
What number are you calling? Are you calling 6551 or 4020, the last number?
551. That is the correct one?
It's 570-556-6551. Yes, and it should not be going directly to voicemail.
Mm-hmm. We will verify. Yes, I have it. I uploaded him. And for this Wednesday, day 4, the clinician can contact you. Let me check the hour here. One moment. Maybe between 9 and 11 in the morning?
That's fine.
That's fine. Okay.
And this is for it to verify the PCP form or sign the PCP form?
Yes.
This is for home care services. From the agency, they can give you more information. So for Wednesday between 9 to 11, the clinician will contact, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time and collaboration.
And
have a good day. Thank you.
So we got that scheduled. That's good, actually. It's good if you save their number and they contact, because we have a lot, like, they call somehow it goes to
okay, what's the number?
718.
972.
3693.
Now, can you hold on a minute so I can look through my phone? Because I haven't gotten a number from that, a call from that number. And she keeps saying it's going to voicemail. I'm looking through my calls right now.
I'm sorry.
She called me at 9:00 this morning. From New York, 718. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll save it in my phone.
Okay, perfect. And one more thing. So the aging agency will not call you. Since you had the assessment, they will call you to schedule a second assessment. I'll give you the number of the aging agency in the case they're not calling, because usually they call. Which county are you?
We're Montgomery County.
Okay, 1 second. Search for the number. So I'll give you the number. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so it's going to be 610.
610,
278. 278. 278 again? No, it's 278, not 378.
I didn't get it.
3601.
Okay. That's Office of Aging.
There's Office of Aging. They will call you. If not, you can call them to schedule the second assessment. And again, as you spoke, for any account that the patient has, the county would want to see 5 years of look-back statements. So
you
can gather that as well. And
again,
the patient's social security income goes straight into the bank account?
Yes.
Okay, so they would want to see any account that she has. They would want to see 5 years of statements. What does she have?
What do you mean, what does she have?
Like, does she have any other accounts or a life insurance policy or anything like that?
She does have life insurance, yes.
Okay, so they will also need to have statements from that, life insurance policy.
What kind of statement? Like, that is being paid?
So they want to see what the cash value is and what the face value is. So they would want to see, let's say, call the company.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, she's going to be so irritated. She's already irritated. Okay, so you need her insurance information. The cash value and the face value.
Yeah, they would want to see any documents of this. And, again, as we spoke with the bank account. Okay? So
okay.
I guess we're good to go for now. And we'll be in contact. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.